Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide podcast. I'm your host, Alan Jacoby. Hope you're all doing well out there. Remember, catch all the episodes, and to keep up with the show, go to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. You can get all the social media there, The Great Divide Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the YouTube channel. Get everything right from the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. Okay, so the New York City Department of Education, the New York City school system, they have been treating children from the ages of 3 to 7 to a surprise drag queen story hour. Yes, you heard that correctly. Drag queen story hour. A drag queen that is reading school children a book and singing and dancing about drag queens. 3-year-olds and 7-year-olds. And this isn't the first time. It's happened before and it's happening all over the country. A San Francisco man who puts on makeup and dresses up to what is supposed to resemble something of a female persuasion and goes by the name of Little Miss Hot Mess is reading to 3 and 7-year-old children virtually as part of the school's curriculum. This is what they're doing virtually. And this, they're also doing it in person as well. So this drag queen, this man that dresses up as a woman, Little Miss Hot Mess, is reading his picture book. He put together a kid's book and I guess had it published, this joke of a book. The book that he's reading to children in schools, drag queen, is called The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. Yes, The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. It, if you haven't figured it out, it goes to the tune, the wheels on the bus go round and round. So this guy who dresses up as a crazy drag queen is reading his book to children in the New York City school system, and apparently there's a lot of schools that are doing this across the country. What's really disturbing is it's being produced and coordinated with PBS. You know, Mr. Rogers, PBS, public broadcasting. So PBS went from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to Let's Learn with drag queens named Little Miss Hot Mess. Just the name. Little Miss Hot Mess. At 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7-year-olds are listening to this guy sing about drag queens. Please, people. Please, 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 please somebody tell me where society failed and this is now considered normal. This one's just a little much. More than a little much. This poor excuse for a man is flaunting glittery makeup, a huge blonde wig, and a padded bra to match everything. And this crossdresser is being called an author and coaches children to wiggle their shoulders and hips while he sings this drag queen song from this so-called book. First of all, this guy is not an author. He made a picture book and changed the words to an iconic children's song. That and dressing up as a woman is not talent. It's sick and disturbing. And disturbing that schools are letting it near our children. Especially 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7-year-olds from 3 to 7. But apparently it's a whole new curriculum, people, you know, for all New York City kids and children all over this now sick woke country we live in. It's ABC's 123s and he to she's. That's what we have. And after he, and yes, I'm going to refer to this drag queen as a he because it's a biological man that's dressing up as a woman. I will not call him a she or her or a woman. It is a man that dresses up as a woman and is not good at doing that at all. At all. There'll be a video in the show notes of this debacle that went on virtually for these kids. And after this abomination reads this failure of a book, he says to children who are ages 3 to 7, and I quote, "I think we might have some drag queens in training on our hands." That's what this guy dressed up as a woman says to school kids after he reads this ridiculous book and dances and does these twirly things he does on video. That he thinks we might have some drag queens in training on our hands. If my kid was in that class, they would be removing me from the school with a SWAT team. This does more than cross a line. So let's stop. Let's just stop for a second. Because now, so should they're bringing drag queens into school and allowing these books to be read. It's not a fairy tale, people. It's not a fairy tale. Let's get oh, it's harmless. It's just people dressed up in a costume. What's the difference if they're dressed up in a costume now or if it was Halloween and they were dressed up? There's a big difference, okay? Because it's not representing Halloween. You want to do this? You want to have this drag queen story? I would do it on Halloween. Do it on October 31st when the kids come to school. Then you can have the drag queen. I won't be so upset about it if it was done on Halloween. So don't use that excuse that what's the difference with the costume and Halloween. No, it's a drag queen. It's all part of the woke acceptance and air quotes bullshit. Should schools next bring in those, they have those pole dancing classes, those pole dancers, they do it in high heels. Basically, it's stripper moves. So maybe schools should bring in next those pole dancers and have them say, hey, I think we may have some strippers in training on our hands. Well, would that be okay? Would that be okay if we brought in some pole dancers and says, oh, hey, maybe we have some future strippers? We'll just do a whole pole dancing class for 3 to 7-year-olds. Is it sick enough for you yet? This is in our schools, people. And it's not the first instance. This has been going on since at least January of 2020, all over the country, virtually and in person. Men dressed up as women in dresses and sometimes tight yoga pants, sitting in front of your child, reading a story and pushing their ideologies on them while you're at work and they're indoctrinating your children. Your children are being indoctrinated by drag queens. You have a man in yoga pants sitting in a classroom with kids Indian style on the floor in skin-tight yoga pants dressed up as a woman or a dress. And we're just supposed to, oh, this is great. We're going to laugh. We're going to laugh. We're going to read a book. Then the questions start. Well, what is a drag queen? You know, those of you that are parents know that children see something. They want to mimic it. They may mimic it to a point where, hey, listen, you know, growing up, I thought maybe I want to be a police officer or a fireman or something like that, you know? So now we're going to have kids. It's all part of the plan with all the other sick stuff that goes on. We're going to have kids. Mom, I want to be a drag queen. And then next thing you know, your 5-year-old son's in mommy's room putting on lipstick and clothes and not understanding everything about it. And children at that age shouldn't understand anything about drag queens or transgenders or anything like that, or homosexuality or any type of sexuality, until they're old enough to understand it. And it should not be someone in the school teaching that to your children. And it's a problem, and it's wrong, and it something needs to be done about it. They have a website. This what are you going to call it? A drag queen club? I don't know. It's amazing. I looked it up. They have a website, and it lists all their events that are all over the country. It's dragqueenstoryhour.org. .org. So if that's not trying to pass themselves off as an official organization with a .org, I don't know what is. You know, usually you have a website, your .com, .orgs, you see as official organization. So then they tie themselves in with schools, and they have schools listed where they're going to be, and libraries, and all of this nonsense. This is the woke left's sick way of getting their twisted ideologies into schools and in front of our sponge-minded kids to mold their future. And again, it's nothing more than it's sick indoctrination of our children, vulnerable children. If men want to dress up as ridiculous looking women and call themselves drag queens, that is absolutely fine with me. I do not have a problem with it. More power to you. They could be very entertaining when they perform at their burlesque shows, other venues, events, great. Let them entertain their audiences. I've been to drag queen shows in drag bars, and they're hilarious. I'm also 40 years old. That's not appropriate for a 7-year-old, let alone a 3-year-old. Stay out of our children's schools. And that needs to happen. The problem with the woke morons is you give them an inch and they take a mile. And that's the sick radical left's plan for pushing their nonsensical, twisted, perverse gender agenda on our children. Because if they could push it on our children enough when we're not around to protect them 24/7, well, then that's indoctrination. That's teaching. Just like if you're going into school and learning how to your multiplication tables. Now my 5-year-old's going to come home and tell me about Drag Queen Day. That he wants to dress up in mommy's clothes and put makeup on and prance around the house, wiggling his hips, saying the hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. No thanks. Stick to the wheels on the bus, go round and round. I wouldn't even want to see this in high schools, but I would understand it and be able to process it if it went on in high schools. But it wouldn't, because there's no story time in high school. So this is the perfect excuse and avenue to get that sick ideology into your kids. Because, oh, it's story time. What's the difference? I've read to my daughter's class virtually. I sit there and read a book. I don't have lipstick on with fake tits dressed up as a drag queen saying, all right, everybody, wiggle your hips, and let's do some sick and appropriate shit. No. And this is when, I've said this in the past about different things, especially the schools. We need to take a stand and fight like hell to stop it. It needs to be stopped. And those of you that condone it, you're as sick as the drag queens that are reading to your kids. You have to pay attention to what your kids are doing in school. I say it all the time. You have to pay attention to what they're doing in school, who's presenting to them in school. I'm sorry, but The moment I hear a drag queen walks into my kid's school, it's hell on wheels. No. Unacceptable. And again, those of you that don't think it's a big deal, okay. You're a moron. Most likely a sick, twisted, woke liberal. Drag queens, Black Lives Matter, segregation of identity groups, critical race theory are infiltrating public schools everywhere. We have a sick man, a sick, twisted man who dresses up as a very ugly woman in Joe Biden's cabinet. The Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine. I've talked about this man that dresses up as this ugly woman quite frequently. It was confirmed by the United States Senate as the first transgender cabinet member. Cabinet, the presidential cabinet. We have a man that dresses up as a woman. But not only do we have a man that dresses up as an ugly woman in the cabinet. This man, assistant health secretary, advocates genital mutilation and puberty blockers for minors without your permission as parents. That's what this sick individual advocates for. Drag queens in schools, transgenders on the presidential cabinet who advocates for genital mutilation and puberty blockers without your consent, wants you not to be able to protect your kids or have a say. I mean, next, Planned Parenthood. They'll have Planned Parenthood or will be in the schools, which is what Planned Parenthood wants. They'll have Planned Parenthood assemblies teaching junior high school girls about birth control and how to get abortions without their parents' involvement. Oh, you got knocked up? Well, we're going to have a Planned Parenthood assembly. Right, and you could learn how to kill your kid. That's next. Especially when if the Senate is able to pass that Equality Act and all the other nonsense they want to push, Planned Parenthood will be influencing your school children if that happens. You want your school kids to learn about murdering babies, and it's not a big deal. You go get knocked up, we'll just kill it. That's next. Schools are negligently exposing children to identity politics, radicalism, victimology, and telling kids they are either the oppressor or the oppressed. Based on the color of their skin. Critical race theory. It's very dangerous. Drag queens, critical race theory. We're talking about our children. This will destroy our country if it's allowed to continue amongst everything else that these sick leftists are doing to try to destroy our country. And unless we start pushing back, it's going to keep happening. And when enough people just keep saying, act as if and say, it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. Then what's next? What is the next thing that they're going to do in the hopes that you say it's not a big deal until it becomes a very big deal? Because right now, teaching kids to hate each other because of the color of their skin, teaching kids about separating themselves for identity purposes is a big deal. The whole critical race theory and based off falsehoods and made up bullshit, the 1619 Project, is a very big deal. And I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time before the next big deal is Planned Parenthood infiltrating the schools more than they may already do. It needs to stop. We need to protect our children. We need to keep racist teaching, politics, and guys named Little Miss Hot Mess out of our school and away from our kids. Little Miss Hot Mess has no business stepping foot into any school or teaching children virtually in a school. And it needs to stop now. And the only way it's going to stop is if every single parent has the guts or the balls to stand up and fight for it. Whether it's having a rally at your school, getting petitions signed, going to the Board of Education meetings. So schools, I would imagine they're all around the same, but in my state, they just had the statewide Board of Education elections, and there was some big issues with the critical race theory. There were school districts that rallied. There were conservative groups that rallied in certain districts in my area in Long Island. One of them is a Long Island Loud Majority. They rallied in the town Smithtown, that's in the next county over from me, in Suffolk County. Their critical race theory was being pushed in the schools, and they were going to start this ridiculous radical curriculum. And there were three school board members up for re-election, and all three incumbents were voted out. And three conservative, or at least that preserve some conservative values, now people that want to keep critical race theory away from school children, were elected. They made a big statement in that school district. And there were other school districts, I think, around the country that made the same statement. And that's why I think I said it in an episode before, a last episode. It's very important that to get behind a candidate in the Board of Education elections who's going to keep critical race theory and now drag queens out of schools. Either run for it yourself, or get behind somebody who has the balls to run and who's going to make sure our kids are protected, because that is more important now than ever, is protecting our children. Okay, so the House of Representatives passed legislation recently, I think it was about a week ago, to move forward with the January 6th Commission to investigate the events of the January 6th at the Capitol, the riots. And they passed it with 35 House Republicans in support of it, of supporting the commission. Nancy the Crypt Keeper Pelosi and her Democrats want to have this January 6th commission to investigate what happened at the Capitol and why. More investigations on top of investigations. We have federal law enforcement investigating, the Justice Department. Everybody's involved, FBI, Capitol Police, every alphabet agency in the federal government is involved. But it's not good enough. They want to have this commission to figure out what happened and why. Well, we know what happened. A protest turned into a riot, and a bunch of morons broke into the United States Capitol. Wrong as it was, no one was trying to overthrow the United States government. First, I want to be clear. The events of January 6th at the Capitol should not have happened, should have never happened. Those people are idiots who entered that building. And justice is being served. I don't believe, however, I mean, people are getting arrested, but I don't believe, however, that most of those people that were arrested or continue being arrested should still be sitting in jail waiting with no bail, especially with the charges, but I'll get to that. We're going on, was that 5 months ago? Why are all these people still sitting in jail? And those people, well, it was an insurrection. No, it wasn't. We'll get to that too, because it wasn't an insurrection. That's the left's narrative, we know. But here is where the narrative of the radical, moronic left and the rest of rational Americans differ. Is the difference. The leftists and their propaganda machine, the mainstream media, they've painted this picture that it was an insurrection. Insurrection rooted in white supremacy. And that MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters murdered a police officer and are domestic terrorists. And it's oh so dramatic. These red hat wearing Trump supporters, they're all domestic terrorists. They all follow their cult leader, the orange boogeyman. Help! Everyone in a MAGA hat is a terrorist. They're very bad, evil people. So dramatic. And I'm tired of the what ifs and what could have happened that everyone keeps talking about. Well, what ifs and could haves, they don't count because they didn't happen. Well, they would have killed Congress members. They would have held them hostage. They would have found the vice president and killed him. Maybe. Maybe they would have. But they didn't. They walked in. Most of them walked in peacefully and were talking to police officers, Capitol police officers, and were respectful to them. There's a lot of video of that, but they don't want to show you that. But it's out there. All you got to do is walk your little fingers on the Google machine or on YouTube, and you can find all those videos. Police officers, Capitol police officers actually said, no, you can go in, but you have to be respectful. They were letting them in. But we all know that video footage exists because it's played here and there, but not on mainstream media. They don't want you to see that. No, it does not fit the narrative. Let's start with number one, that it was not an insurrection. You know, the fancy evil word that the Democrats are using for unlawful entry into a government building. If this event was really, really, really an insurrection, air quotes, insurrection, don't you think, and I'm not a police officer, I'm not an attorney, but don't you think the federal government would have charged the so far, I think it's 494 people that were arrested so far with insurrection. Don't you think they would be charged with either insurrection or treason or whatever else? Well, they didn't. They didn't charge anybody with insurrection or treason. Nobody was charged with insurrection. But from day one, while it was happening, or the very next day or later that day, mainstream media, Democrats, some Republicans, it was an insurrection. Chuck Schumer, insurrection. Always screwed up the one time and called it an erection. Something he probably hasn't gotten in a long time. So why are we calling it an insurrection when nobody was charged with insurrection? Because it wasn't. It wasn't an insurrection. People were arrested. If it was an insurrection, they should have been charged for insurrection, and they weren't, and the federal government didn't. Not one of these morons arrested was charged with insurrection, rebellion, seditious conspiracy, treason, or advocating overthrowing of government. And those are all chargeable offenses under U.S. Code 18, Chapter 115. Why wasn't anybody charged with any of that if it wasn't insurrection? Because it wasn't. Most of the people, if not all of them, were charged with entering a restricted building, violent entry, or disorderly conduct and impeding an official proceeding. That's the charges of, I believe, all of them. Some of them may differ here and there, but that's the gist of all of the charges. And they're all federal charges. They're all bad charges. I'm not saying nobody should have been arrested. Yeah, absolutely. They all screwed up and they shouldn't have done what they did. but it wasn't an insurrection. Nobody was attempting to overthrow a government. And so why are lawmakers and mainstream media calling it an insurrection? Well, political theater, because of Donald Trump. Political theater, that's why. Political theater. Political theater is just another fancy word for dramatic bullshit. That's what political theater means. Dramatic bullshit. To fit a certain narrative, we have to have certain types of political theater. And everybody does it. Every politician does it, whether they're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, whatever. So they want to have this big commission. But why, excuse me, why is Congress not demanding a special commission to address the domestic terrorism and actual, excuse me, and actual terroristic acts committed by Black Lives Matter and Antifa all over the country? If they're all one organization, that should be federally dealt with as well, because it's in a lot of states. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, terrorists, they're not activists, they're terrorists, have set cities on fire. They've set federal courthouses on fire. They took over sections of cities. They took over police stations all over the country. All over the country. So why is the federal government not looking into the national domestic terrorism that those radical psychos were involved with and committed? They killed more than several people during all of that domestic terrorism. And they caused over $2 billion in damage, which still continues to this day. When something's not happy, Black Lives Matter goes out and loots and burns something down. Where's the outrage? Where is the outrage? Oh, that's right. The Democrats and mainstream media say that was all mostly peaceful, as they're reporting as buildings are burning behind them. Well, it's fiery, but mostly peaceful. I know they're burning up 30 police cars on this block, trying to burn down a federal courthouse. They're taking over a police precinct. They're bashing that white guy's face in on the street. They killed a black police captain, amongst other people, but it was mostly peaceful. Meanwhile, American citizens that are not domestic terrorists are getting hunted down by the FBI like Jews were hunted in Poland because they walked around the halls of the Capitol and not charged with insurrection. No hypocrisy there. Sarcasm inserted. No double standard there. It's sick. It's disgusting. It's pure lunacy. Double standard, hypocrisy, bullshit. And they're still hunting people down. They're still posting photos. If you recognize anybody, please tell the call the FBI. People were diming out their families. Again, it shouldn't have happened. But we want to talk about the double standard. I mean, the double standard, it doesn't get any more obvious. Burn down cities all over the country. Take over neighborhoods and fight with police. None of that's domestic terrorism. That's okay. That's okay. Okay. Now, please, someone, tell me where these radical morons on the left came up with that the riots at the Capitol had anything to do with white supremacy. Please. It had nothing to do with race whatsoever. But because AOC and her idiot cohorts and other idiots and media said it, which the media ate it up, and they ran with it. And it's nothing but more nonsense because, oh, when they found one guy some redneck. I think he had a shirt on about Camp Auschwitz or something. Yeah, that guy's a scumbag. A white supremacy. Oh, domestic terrorism runs rampant in this country, and it's rooted in white supremacy. That's our biggest threat. January 6th, the events were as bad as Pearl Harbor and 9/11. This is what idiot Democrats say. And it's disgraceful. It's insulting. It's offensive. And it's bullshit. White supremacy had nothing to do with January 6th. More nonsense. Prove me wrong. You can't. Let's debate it. You will not be able to argue the point, no one, that this was rooted in white supremacy. The Black Lives Matter riots during the Summer of Love, the looting, the arson, the murder, the assaults, the carnage, all done in the name of racism. January 6th, nothing to do with race. Burning down the cities, beating white people, wanting to fry cops like bacon, all rooted in racism. Because Black Lives Matter is a progressive, sick, racist, domestic terrorist organization that easily manipulates people that truly are not racist and really have no idea what the ideologies of BLM mean. Also, the evil demon rats are all stuck on this notion, still even after it was proven false by a medical examiner's report, that Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick was murdered by Trump supporters the day of January 6th. We know that is 100% completely false. Officer Sicknick's tragic death, which should have never happened, happened from natural causes, specifically from two strokes, and he died. It was a day or two later. He had a conversation with his brother. Some things happened between that day and the time of his death. But still to this day, they will say that Republicans murdered that police officer. First, he was murdered by them bashing his head in. No. So, no. Officer Brian Sicknick, tragic. He wasn't murdered. He tragically died, and it was sad, and it should have never happened. Nothing of that day should have happened. Now, in this whole, me talking about this is not defending the events of January 6th, because they should have never happened. And all of those people should face justice and get what's coming to them. But it wasn't an insurrection and they weren't trying to overthrow the government. No one wants to talk about, however, the fatal shooting that day of military veteran Ashley Babbitt. I believe she was an Air Force veteran. She's a Trump supporter, so nobody cares about her, apparently. Nobody on the left, and not many Republicans are speaking out either, on which they should, because Ashley Babbitt was unarmed inside the Capitol. Should she have been there? No, not at all, but she was unarmed. She was not a threat. But Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a federal law enforcement officer who was never officially identified to the public. And it was basically swept under the rug. They said, oh, he was in the right. There were no charges. We don't even know what happened, what happened to that individual or who it was. I'm sure that person feels horrible, and they should. Well, you saw it on the video. You see the gun coming out of the doorway, and the people are coming through the glass, and she was there, and he shot and killed her. And he shot her in the neck. That should have never happened. She should have never been there. That whole scenario should have never happened. But why aren't we talking about that? Oh, because she was the bad guy? She wasn't a bad guy. She was unarmed. She was gunned down by a police officer, a law enforcement officer. And again, granted, she should not have been inside the Capitol building. But she did not deserve to be gunned down in the People's House. No shots needed to be fired that day. I believe that was the only shot fired that day. But don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure. But no one wants to talk about that. And Ashley Babbitt was the only victim of murder that day. There were other deaths, but they were also all natural causes. Her death was tragic. Officer Brian Sicknick's death was equally tragic, but he was not murdered. The other deaths that happened after the fact were tragic. They weren't murdered. The left only cares about law enforcement when they can use it to serve their self-serving agenda against the right. And that's what they were doing, trying to politicize Officer Brian Sicknick's death. And that's just disgusting in itself. That they laid him out, they put his remains in the rotunda and had a big memorial service. They didn't do that to the police officer that was run over, what was it, weeks later or a couple months later, outside the Capitol, who was run over by a Muslim ISIS sympathizer who got out of his car with a machete and was gunned down by the other Capitol police officer. They didn't make a big deal about his death. He was just there protecting the Capitol and got run over and killed by a terrorist. Why wasn't he laid out in the rotunda? Why wasn't the outpouring for him there like it was for this police officer that was not murdered on January 6th? Because it doesn't fit a narrative for the sick Democrats. And that's sad. Rational thinking Americans with a normally functioning brain know the events on January 6th were wrong. They were wrong. Rational thinkers also know it was not an insurrection and that a bunch of Yahoo morons were not attempting to overthrow the United States government. It doesn't take much common sense at all to figure this out. Unfortunately, radical woke leftists lack the common sense to process rational thought most of the time. These people were in there. They thought they were going to stand a chance to overthrow the United States government. I'm pretty sure that wasn't even a thought in their head. Their thoughts in their head, however, were stupid. They weren't going in there to overthrow the United States government. Wouldn't have happened, couldn't have happened. It wasn't attempted either. And the January 6th commission now has to go to the Senate to get voted on to pass. It's likely going to die in the Senate because Mitch McConnell and a lot of other Republicans, they need 10 Republicans to vote for it, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it. This is nothing more than a distraction from the horrible and dangerous legislation that moron Democrats and the demented senior citizen in the White House are trying to get through Congress to destroy the country before the midterm elections. They have so much sick legislation and money spending they want to get through before the midterms because they're scared. They're going to lose some power in the midterms. But also, excuse me, let's also point out that it's another attempt by Democrats to attack and attempt to damage their big, bad, scary orange boogeyman, Donald Trump, who lives in their heads. Because that's what this is all about. Because he's the leader of the Republican Party, and that pisses off all Democrats and some Republicans like Liz Cheney, Mitch McConnell, and some other rhinos that are completely useless to the party. They are so hell-bent on damaging Donald Trump. They hate him. They hate him. And they can't get Donald Trump out of their heads. And it's sad. There are so many other things going on in this country that Democrats and Republicans and everyone in between should be worrying about. And they're worried about damaging the big, bad, scary Orange Boogeyman. They are so afraid of Trump that they will stop at nothing in an attempt to destroy him. I say that. I say this a lot. The left, the sick left, they cannot win anything on their merit and policies because they suck. And they're horrible and they're radical and they're dangerous. So they must try, must attempt to destroy their opponents out of fear, because that's what losers do. That's what losers do when they know they can't win any other way. And that's what most Democrats are. Losers. And that's why they attack the way they do, out of fear. And again, Democrats need 10 Senate Republicans to vote in favor of the January 6th commission, which it looks like they will not get. You know, part of me wants it to happen. Part of me wants to see the 9/11 type commission. This is not even a comparison to 9/11. I wish they would stop saying the 9/11 type commission. No. Excuse me. Part of me wants it to happen, though. Part of me wants it to happen so we can see if they go ahead and summon Nancy Pelosi and the sergeant at arms on that day, so they could be called to testify under oath and have to answer direct questions, answer direct questions about why they refused National Guard support. I believe 6 times it was the sergeant at arms refused, and he answers to the speaker. He answers to the crypt keeper, Nancy Pelosi. You know, I feel like they could be shooting themselves in the foot if they have this commission. But then again, those questions would have to be asked, and there's no guarantee that those questions would be asked in this commission. Because if they did form a commission, make no mistake, it will not be a bipartisan commission at all. It will be a witch hunt with Democrats and Democrat sympathizers to, again, it'll be like impeachment 3.0. It's just going to be all about talking bad about Donald Trump because they're afraid he's going to run for president again, and to try to damage the Republican Party as best they can, so out of fear that they're going to lose more seats in the House, possibly, excuse me, and the Senate, and lose control of one or both chambers in Congress. But part of me would like to see certain people have to testify. Democrats are scared of the midterms and the possibility of losing control in the House or the Senate or both. So what they'll do is they will continue to fire missiles at the right in hopes to cause enough damage to Republican campaigns that they won't be able to win any elections in the midterm election cycle. Even if it means lying their ridiculous faces off like they have done so many times in the past. Like our president, all of them. And don't get me wrong, Republicans lie too. All of these swamp trolls in Congress are full of shit. There's a select few that I look at and say, wow, they're fighters. They really love America. When Donald Trump was president, he was a fighter. He really loved America. That's my opinion. It may not be yours, but we can have a difference of opinion. Joe Biden and his administration and the people that are running this country now do not love America. They show the opposite. They favor socialism. They favor some communism to a point. And it's scary and it's disgusting. People, listen. I'm going to keep saying it if you're going to keep listening. You have to get involved in your local politics. You have to at least get involved in supporting the right candidates that are going to fight for the values that we believe in, that we stand for. Prosperity, low taxes, small government, less regulation, our Second Amendment, free speech, free enterprise, capitalism. Everything that makes this country great. In the schools, keep critical race theory out, keep drag queens out, keep sexuality out, protect our children. We want education, not indoctrination. And that's very important, and it's scary because it seems like it's going the other way. And we need to fight like hell to stop it. All right, everybody. I'm going to wrap it up there. Again, I appreciate all the support. Go over to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. I need you to like. I need you to subscribe. I need you to follow. I need you to share. I'm a conservative voice. We know conservative voices are subject to censorship. Although I have not experienced it a lot myself, some things. I posted a picture of my German Shepherd on Facebook the other day to some page. They were talking about pets and I think podcasts or whatever it was. And I said, follow my conservative podcast. And I shared the link with my dog sitting in the chair with this grin on his face. And a few hours later, I got a notification saying that it was flagged due to spam and it was removed. I mean, there are conservative shows out there on YouTube that are getting attacked. I don't know if you listen to him, Steven Crowder, Ladder with Crowder. He has a great, amazing show. He does a live show every day. He was on YouTube. He's suing YouTube now. They demonetized him, then they monetized him, then they remonetized him. Now he's completely off YouTube. He's on Blaze TV. Amazing show. I watch it almost every day. Louder with Crowder, Steven Crowder. It's an amazing show. It's comedy and it's conservative, so they want to get rid of them. They want to get rid of everybody. Everybody who's conservative, they do not want us to have a voice. That's why it's so important. If you like the content and you're here listening every time I put out an episode, well, you're following me on Facebook, because my Facebook page, the Great Divide Podcast with Alan Jacoby, is growing by leaps and bounds. I think it's going to break 7,000 followers very soon in four and a half short months. But you got to share the content. You got to share the shows so other like-minded patriots like yourself can see it, can listen to it, can hear it. I'm on YouTube. I am on every podcast platform. iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, everything. Should be all hopefully on Pandora soon. So it's either audio or video. The Great Divide, 1776.com. They will not silence conservative voices like myself, and they should not silence conservative voices like you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take care of your families. Most of all, God bless America. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.